Never have thought small when I didn't have a congregation. I've always dreamed big, and I believe we ought to dream big, but find the will of God. Dream big, but find the will of God. Find the heart of God. And so we talk to people all over the planet. But you know, if you're here this morning and you're not saved, you know, you're not born again, you're not walking with God, I'm talking to you. You know, God's drawed you. You wouldn't even want to be in church.
Right.
Some people, well, I don't feel it. You don't have to feel it. Why are you in church?
Right.
Why are you listening today? Because you're being drawn. When you're not drawn, you don't want anything to do with the things of the kingdom. You don't want nothing to do with it. When God is not drawing a person, they don't want to hear about the kingdom. They don't want to hear about church. They don't want to hear.
Come on.
I mean, come on. Let your elevator go up. If you're interested in the things of God, I mean, things, you're drawn. What are you waiting on? Give your heart and life to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
So that Jesus can step into your world and do what he can't do until you let him in.
That's right.
I know he's God and I know he's sovereign, but he's bound by the word and he's absolutely bound to our will. One, he will not cross our will. He will not make us do anything.
Right.
He'll not make us get saved. He'll not make us serve him. He'll not make us do anything. He respects our will. He made us with that will. But when that will on purpose surrenders our will to him, that's powerful to God.
Amen.
And then God begins to step into that life and begins to heal and begins to set free and begins to deliver.
Amen.
And he can't do all of that until then.
Right.
So if you're in this place and you are not born again, you're not right with Jesus, I want to pray with you. I'm shutting the whole service down just for you this morning.
That's right.
Because God loves you and God wants his best for you, and he wants you to let him into your life.
Right. Come on.
So are you here this morning? You're not right with Jesus. I'm going to pray with you, but I want to get right with the Lord. Slip your hand up, take it down. I'm not going to call you out of here. This is your will. Slip it up if you want to get born again this morning. Anybody?
Come on.
Anybody? Anybody else? Anybody else? Backslid on the Lord. You want to? Right. We got two or three hands. Anybody else? This will be the best day of the rest of your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There we go. Hands back there. Praise God.
Praise
All right. Let's bow our heads. If you didn't raise your hand and you want to give your heart to Jesus, you want to rededicate your heart to Jesus, you just say it to him. And I mean, your heart is your altar this morning. Let's just all say this together. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For Jesus.
For Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For dying on the cross.
For dying on the cross.
Shedding your blood for me.
Shedding your blood.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Take my life, Lord.
Take my life, Lord.
And do something with it. Lord, I surrender to you.
Lord, I surrender
my will to you. And Lord, with your help,
Lord, with your
from
help,
here out, I will serve you. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Come on, give the Lord some praise. Now we can have church.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Once we get born again, we can have church. Hallelujah.
Bless you,
before then, we're just in church.
Amen.
But when we experience the anointing after we've surrendered to Jesus. So enjoy the ride, all y'all people that just give your heart to Jesus. Maybe all over the world give their heart to Jesus. I don't know. Praise God. We're all over the world.
Hallelujah.
We're Facebook Live now. We on YouTube. And I mean, we're going in all the world. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. No, don't be moved. How many knows there is a lot of things going on in our world today that tries to divert us away from faith in God?
Right.
There's a lot of things going on in our lives trying to divert us away from faith in God.
That's right.
There's a reason for it. See, Satan is a strategic devil. I mean, he strategizes things in our lives to try to get our faith away from God. He tries to strategize things in my business. The Lord just began to speak to me just the last couple of days about where Jesus said, let your yes be yes and your no be no. And I mean, you know, bringing it over into my business, you know, and telling me, giving me instructions how to do things in my business and let it be that way even if you lose the job. Let my yes be yes. And, you know, it's got to be that way in the church with one another, you with God.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Let be settled in your convictions towards God. He's all I need. I'm convinced he's all I need. He's everything. And he'll make everything else work out in my life.
Right.
Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth. Not just getting saved. That's not just a scripture for getting saved. Jesus said, I am the way for you when you don't know which way to go.
Right.
I am the truth. I'm the one that is truth. I am truth. He is truth.
Nice.
You see, we've got a lot of things. The news media, I don't listen to them a whole lot anymore. I'm not created to carry all that mess. I'm not created to hear all of that garbage all the time. Even all the good stuff that's going on. We're not created to be pack animals. Just pack everything on us, plus the things we've got going on in our own lives. See, we're supposed to be focused in on the Lord. Focused in on the will of God. Not moved by the media. Not moved by the government. Not moved by the pandemic. Not moved. I'm not saying any of it's real and just throw it out there like it ain't real. I'm not dumb. I mean, really, it's all real. Flu's real. AIDS is real. Cancer's real. Heart attacks are real. You know, high blood pressure, blood sugar, all of that's real. I'm not denying any of it's real, but we can't focus on all of that and have faith in God.
Okay. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Things are trying to move us away from faith in God today like I've never seen in my life, in my 20-something years of ministry. I've never seen the enemy turn it up so strongly through the media. The media is a gateway to fear and unbelief and discouragement right now.
Amen.
I mean, you turn it on CNN, they're still blaming Trump.
Right.
Come on, get off of Trump. You've had the reins all this time. What are you, stupid?
Right.
I'm sorry to say it that way, but that really irritates me.
Right.
That somebody right now has the means and the reins to drive the cart, but you're still letting somebody in the past you think drive it.
Right.
Right. Come on.
Now, well, I'm not getting into politics, but I'm just telling you what the Satan is trying to do to the people of God. I've shut the media pretty much off. I'm not turning on just a little bit, praise God, to see how things have come out so far in Afghanistan. I'm praying for Afghanistan. What if it was you or your kids that was left in Afghanistan and it was in your living room? That would be a little different story. Well, there ain't none of my people there, but I sure do hate it for the ones that their families are over here and they're getting killed and women beat and destroyed and beheaded over there because somebody could have did something about it. That really does bother me that who I have stood for and prayed for, the United States of America, would do that kind of garbage.
Right.
I can't understand. Listen, if somebody leads me to a bluff and says, we're going to jump off, I'm going to say, you jump, I'm not ready to go.
That's right.
I'm not going.
That's right, come on.
Well, if you love me, you'll jump. No, I love you.
That's right.
I'm not jumping with you.
That's right. Amen. Bless him, Lord. That's right.
Whether I jump with, well, that's the way it is. Some of the shot stuff. I don't love you if I don't get a shot.
Amen.
That's no proof there. That's trying to enforce your will on the will of God, of people.
Right.
That's like Daniel up there when he says pray. He said, don't pray to nothing, Noah. You got to pray this God. And he opens his window and prays, and it did. It got him in the lines then.
Right.
The government trying to force their will on Daniel not to pray to Jesus.
Yep.
Now the government trying to force their will, if I'm led, not to get a shot by the Holy Spirit. Now I've got to go and do what man says rather than God. I don't believe I'm going there.
That's right. Come on.
And I'm not telling you to be rebellious. You should be fasting, and you should be praying, and you should be asking God what you are supposed to do. And you are supposed to stay in a right spirit. I can raise you from the dead, died with COVID. You understand? If God gives me the anointing, I can raise you out of the deathbed with COVID, just eat your body up, sending you right on to be with Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Bless him, Lord.
I'm not going to be moved by the media, by the church. Hey, some in the church don't like the way I stand. I stand based on the word of God. No plague will come nigh my dwelling. Just because you can't believe that I can stand that way and keep a disease off of me don't mean it's that not true.
That's right. Come on. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, somebody. We got a lot of things in this world right now telling me one day that I can't preach against homosexuality. That it's okay for a man and God is going along with a man with a man. That's coming. Now they're wanting to tell our children to learn to decide who they are at a young age down there, 3, 4, 5 years old. Come on, man. This is what the government in all of these society places are passing laws that look, I was a mistake. I should have been a woman.
Come on.
Like God is a dumb God and made a mistake up there or something. He's Jehovah God. See, we're not to be moved. We're to stand against sickness and disease. I'm not anti-doctor. I'm not anti-go get shots. If you're afraid, go get you some. But just leave me alone. Rejoice with me that I ain't going to get COVID. I ain't going to get the variants and the next flu. They're working on some more over there in the lab. Did you know that? They're testing some more on those animals. I know you don't want to hear this, and some of you get upset, but you sit and listen to it on the TV and it don't bother you because it's going along with what you feel and what you agree with. But some of us ain't going to stand back and let the enemy do what he wants to do and go against my constitutional God-given right, the Second Amendment.
Bless you, Lord.
Put me in jail. You ain't going to make me do none of that. You ain't going to make me turn from Jesus. You ain't going to make me turn from my trust in my God that I've been served. He's the only reason I didn't commit suicide. He's the only reason I'm still married today. He's the only reason that I made it through all the things physically that I've made it through. It ain't been none of that. It's been my God supplies all of my needs according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. And this culture that is not going to change my mind now.
Come on.
Not move. Give me the first trip. Don't be moved. We'll try not to get it. I'm not on politics here.
Bless him, Lord.
I'm not for Trump. Shocked you, didn't I? I ain't been for Bush.
Come on.
I ain't been for Obama. I've not been for Trump. Trump's not my man.
Right.
Trump is not my man.
Right.
Between him and God, he's dumb.
Right.
My trust ain't never been in the government. My trust has been in Jehovah God. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know not, that he might make thee know that man doeth not live by CNN, CBC, NBC, Channel 40, Channel 6, or the church, or Christians' opinions, or your neighbor's opinions, or your opinion. There's one thing that God did leave out of the Bible, and that's my opinion. He left it out. He didn't give me room for my opinion. He didn't give us room for our own opinion. He gave us his thoughts and his way for our safety, for our prosperity, for our life. Hallelujah.
That's right. Come on.
He says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doeth man live. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
And you know, I'm trying not to stay on this, but people think, well, I mean, people's dying with that, with COVID. Don't you care? And I'm like, well, people's dying every day with heart attacks. Don't you care?
Right.
People's dying every day with cancer, and you ain't sending no money to the cancer fund.
Right.
Don't you care? They're trying to come up with something to heal, you know, cancer. But it's just now, you just now coming to the realization that because of COVID.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Bless my Lord.
No, we've been standing for 20. I've been standing for 20 something years against smallpox, against shingles. They tell me in my 50s on TV that I'll get shingles. And I tell them, liar. I tell my TV, you are a liar. I am exempt from the shingles. I had the smallpox shot or whatever back yonder, and shingles is going to happen to you. And I tell it, no, it's not going to happen to me.
That's right.
Why did I do that? I'm rebellious against it. I'm rebelling against it. If I'm going to rebel, it ain't going to be against God. It's going to be against sickness and disease. It's going to be, and you know what? Whatever the next one in that they are testing out, so when it gets to, I mean, they're testing it out. When it gets to us, Mac, to see if they're going to have something to help us not die from it. Things are being tested all the time. You didn't know that, did you? We're paying tax money to test this stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Come on.
Old Funks and all them ain't going to tell you. But see, I got a Christian station that I listen to.
Right.
I got Victory Channel that I listen to. They're giving you the facts based on God's word. They're giving you the truth based on God's word. See, even when my weatherman comes on and he says, oh, hurricane, this is out under in the ocean. I'm Fayora Hissy. I don't know what we're in yet. Hurricane Hissy out there. You know, they call a lot of them women.
Yeah.
Name them after women.
This one, I think, is Larry.
Larry. Larry's coming. Have you heard about Larry?
Yeah.
Oh, Larry's getting big. Big boy. And the old man, he'll tell you what Larry's going to do. It's going to be warmer when he gets to right here, and it's going to pick up speed. And when it hits landfall, it's probably coming out through here. And just so happens, if it ain't close to your house, it don't bother you. But boy, when it starts in Alabama, you start getting all shook up. See, that's fear.
Yep, come on.
Think you fear that thing coming.
Well, I can't help it. What if it blows me away?
The die's game, Paul said. Right? We've been talking about walking in authority. I mean, I won't let poverty come to my house. I won't let it come to my mind.
Amen.
But I won't let my mind say finances will take care of me, because finances is not by God. Somebody told me yesterday, they said, do you believe in second chances? Sir? And I said, I sure do. I believe in second chances. They says, would you give me a second chance? He's worked for me before. He said, would you give me a second chance? I said, I would, but not right now. And I said, we're still open on Sunday morning.
Amen.
In church. And we're still open on Wednesday. I looked at him and I told him, I said, I'm not what you need. I said, I'm not your answer. You think you need money, but I know what you need. You need God.
Amen.
I said, because you've had money and look where you're at right now. I said, money didn't get you where I'm at. I said, you don't need me. You need God. And I said, yeah, church is still open, ain't it? I said, yeah. I said, you can come in the morning. Well, this might be there. Well, he decided he didn't want nothing.
Right?
That's
right. Come on.
He decided that Jesus ain't what he needs, I guess.
Mm.
Well, I decided I'm going to church this morning. He's all I need. He's everything. I'm not going to be moved by the world and the world system and the media and even Facebook.
That's right. Come on.
Somebody got mad at me the other day because they said, we don't go to church. We are the church. And I kind of contended with it a little bit. Oh, brother, I can't believe you said a lie on there. I hope you're listening.
That's
this
right.
Is my service now, not your Facebook page.
Come on.
Church means called out.
That's right.
Bless not you. We are the church. We don't go to church. We are the church at dawn. For me to believe that. No, you ain't the church individually. You are a member sitting in your living room this morning, and we're the church come together.
That's right. Come on.
It says called out, called together, and assembly. And that's not going to change me. So I got right off of that Facebook page, which wasn't mine, and should have probably not said anything on it. But you know what? He was coming in on mine. And my people are saying the ignorant junk. Ignorant junk.
Yes, sir.
Read your Bible.
That's right.
If you're going to preach on Facebook, make sure it ain't stupid. Because people's lives are at stake.
That's right. Come on.
You hear me? People's lives are at stake when they see me Facebooking.
Right.
What I put on Facebook. Yeah, if they believe me and it's a lie, they believe the lie. And that lie, will, the Bible says, if the blind lead the blind, they'll all fall in the ditch.
That's right.
And you know, if I'm gonna share something somebody else quoted on there, I'm gonna read what they quote and see what they mean and make sure I understand before I share it.
Amen.
Just because I like it don't mean it's gospel. I don't know why we on all this. I guess y'all out there in Facebook land. Hallelujah. Well, I got my conviction. That blessed God, he thinks he knows everything. No, I'm in touch with the one that knows it all. And I read what he said in that Bible, my God, and I'm going to believe what he said in that Bible, not based on what the church and everybody else think. I would be broke. Preachers told me I wasn't supposed to have no money. If I was called to preach, I was supposed to be broke and suck on chicken necks. I don't like chicken necks. You know, they're just saying chicken's cheaper, you know. Right. So chicken necks are real cheap, Mac, I guess.
Neck bone.
Neck bone. I don't know. I lived off of neck bones. There's 17 of us. I went out there and killed some of them that we eat. Helped kill the hogs and all that stuff. Well, they told me, well, preachers, they're going to be broke and they're going to be. They've been hanging around blood county, Mac. They haven't been hanging around with the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
They've been hanging around a bunch of them broke preachers.
Yep.
Yeah, boy, you go to church, and that church, them people won't give nothing. They're tight, man. Tight, man. Y'all ain't tight, boy. Y'all give like crazy around here.
Amen.
I don't even try to convince you. I just lay the word out there, and you make your own choices.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Right? Hallelujah. Well, that's the way faith comes by hearing. Well, I got to reading in the Bible. Johnny brought us the scripture, one of the scriptures. Said he took on himself poverty that Scotty might. I'll put my name in that Bible.
Right.
See, you can put your name in there if you lay hold of healing, finances. You put your name in there.
Right.
By Jesus' stripes, Scotty is healed.
Thanks.
Then when I read that, I say, Scotty, that's me. That's me. I'm in the Bible there. I put myself in there. We can put ourselves in the Bible. I mean, those God put us in that Bible over 2,000 years ago.
Amen.
By his stripes ye were healed.
Yeah.
I took on myself poverty that you could be rich.
Yeah.
I read that. And I thought, bless God, it don't say right here nowhere. I began to hunt preachers in the Bible that was broke. And I couldn't find none.
That's right.
I found them in there where Jesus told them. He said, go. He said, go. Go into that place. Don't take no coat. Don't take no purse. Don't take nothing with you. Just don't take nothing. Send them out. A couple of months later, however long it was, come back. And Jesus asked the same ones that didn't take no money, didn't make no plans, didn't have a banking account, but had faith in what Jesus said do. Faith in God, went out, and he asked them later, he said, did you lack anything? And they said, sir, we didn't lack nothing.
Amen. Bless
you. That's the word of God. I got that out of the Bible, and I thought, man, these preachers, so every time somebody tell me preachers are just supposed to be broke, I say, what scripture, where'd you find that?
Right.
Tell me where that's at, where I can get broke.
Yeah. Bless you.
Because God's blessing me. Money's coming in. Tell me that where I mess it up. Tell me them scriptures. Ain't got nobody tell me one scripture for one broke preacher.
Right.
Well, Jesus didn't have nowhere to lay his head. He didn't need one. He was going on all the world.
Yes,
right. Jesus had a house. Jesus lived in a house. He sure did. He didn't say Jesus didn't have a house. He said Jesus Jesus didn't, he didn't have no, he didn't have, he's going 3.5 years of his ministry, he's going out starting what me and you finished.
Come on.
People said Jesus was broke. Well, I wonder how they were stealing money from him.
Right. Why he had to pay taxes.
Why did he pay taxes if he was broke?
That's right. Come on.
Now, he did some miracle stuff. I went fishing before the Lord Jesus. They taxes in a bass out here. He tells Peter, go fishing. When you catch that fish, take that money out. If he wanted us broke, why would he tell Peter that?
Yep.
Peter needs some tax money, man. And paid his too.
Right.
See, what am I? Why am I saying all this? Because we've got to get what we believe out of the Bible, not from what people experience. I just preached it. Never believe based on what you experience,
yeah,
or what somebody else gives you their experience, especially on loss.
Amen.
You turn to that Word of God. Told somebody the other day. People call on me all the time. I mean, if they find out I got 2 or 3 trucks, they want to hang around a little because they know I'm going to give one away. So they want to be the recipient of the truck or what have you. I've had it happen. Remember me, Brother Scott, if you give that truck away, now you won't get it. I told one, I said, you won't be the one.
Yeah.
I told one, I said, go give yours away and I might can do it.
I ain't giving mine away like you.
I said, that's why you won't ever get one probably from me and God. You ain't willing to give. See, we got to get, it's very vital to our lives that we are rooted and grounded in truth. We love truth. I don't like tithing.
Yeah.
I don't like to tithe. I'd rather go buy me a couple of pair of shoes, man. Go buy some diesel fuel. Go buy another couple of cows. I mean, I'm just being honest. I don't do it because I really like it.
That's right. Come on.
I do it because it's the way of a Christian. It's the way of the kingdom of God. I do things I don't like to do. I don't like to come to church on Wednesday. And y'all said that to me either. That's why I ain't never here. We can tell, but there's some of us coming anyhow. We go and we don't like to go. We know what it is to work 10, 12 hours and be tired and hot and you know, feel about half backslid and don't feel very good spiritually because I ain't read in 4 days, you know, or fasted or nothing, but I still come to church.
That's right.
I don't do it based on what I feel.
Right.
Yeah. I do it based on my loyalty to the seek first the kingdom. Seek first the kingdom. Seek first. Somebody say, seek first
the kingdom.
And all of these things will be added.
Amen.
That's your car. That's your house. That's your food. That's your money. That's your healing. Oh, glory to God. That's all things.
Amen.
Will be added. All things. Give me the next scripture, man. For we walk by feeling.
No.
And sight.
No.
Come on.
Well, I don't know. Feel like since I listened to the media that the United States is going the right direction. Well, turn back to the Bible and you'll see it is.
Amen.
Read Matthew 24. Read Revelations. Hallelujah. Told somebody the other day, boy, I'm telling you, this world just ain't fair, is it? Told me Saturday, this world just ain't fair. I said, no, it ain't fair. Oh, he's down in the dumps, Mac, because everything's going bad. He won't come to church. He won't serve the Lord. He won't get in there. And he's telling me all this stuff, wanting me to help him. He wanted to buy your truck. I know. That was what he come out there for. Oh, everything is just bad. I'm telling you. I said, you got your power on. I said, it took me 6 months. I know an Alabama power. You can't remember. I said, I didn't try to. I said, they told me the pole wasn't right. I said, so I dug the pole up, put another pole up. I said, I put the box on there. I said, then they told me that I had to do something to the box. I said, they should have told me that before when they come out to the pole that they weren't going to get to that box. They waited until I dug up the pole, moved it, put the pole up, put the other box back on the pole, the other pole. Then come out and tell me I'm not going to do it with that box. So I go buy another box, and I'm telling him this. I go buy another box. I said, see that box laying on the ground? Yeah. See that pole laying on the ground? Yeah. I said, all that wasn't fair. I said, but do you see that meter?
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
I said, you see that meter? I said, I wouldn't quit. I said, we got lights in there and all the plugs in there already in the barn. I said, see, things ain't fair, but I've got faith.
Amen.
I said, now, you need to come to church. Well, I see you, man. I said, okay. Yeah. See you, man. See you, man. We know what we're talking about going to church. How many of y'all have ever come in here down? And I mean, by being in and left, just discouraged.
Never.
Encouraged.
Encouraged.
Yeah. How many of you have?
Yeah.
You've come down out me.
Yeah, come encouraged.
I'm double hands. It ain't left encouraged. Amen. Left going home thinking, glory to God, it ain't over till Jesus said it's over. Glory to God, no weapon formed against me. I walk by faith, hallelujah. Glory to God, I've been walking by the light bill. I've been walking by the body. I've been walking by the finances. I've been walking by the way I feel. I've been thinking about how I feel and laying down in how I feel. But I went to church and I found out, walk by faith and not by sight. Don't walk by the light bill. Don't walk by the news media. Don't walk by Facebook.
Amen.
I got all of that. I got the news and Facebook and all that. But they've never kept me like God does. They've never been good to me like God does. You know, I find them out there, black God, they preach it on there. But boy, when you call them, oh, good God, no, I'm strapped myself. I can't turn loose $50, man. I'm like, well, what happened to that scripture yesterday? What happened to that scripture yesterday? But my God will supply all of your needs. But he uses us. What do you think? God's got money trees growing? If they are, they're invisible, Mac. I can't stumble on one of them. No, God uses me and you and people for the money to flow through. He flows it to us, and we just flow it and do what he wants us to do with it, take care of our life and all that. That's how this kingdom works. Hallelujah.
That's right. Come on.
They lose all faith when you tell them. I reckon turn this 50 bucks. Aw, I'm broke as a skunk. Speak too, man. Hallelujah.
Yeah, come on.
Lady called one time and she told me, she said, I said, I preached on tithing, preaching down on giving, prosperity. And she come to me and she said, I ain't got nothing to give, Mr. Weston. I just don't have. I said, that's not true. I said, I'm not calling you a liar, I said, but I'm telling you right now, there's something you got you can give. I said, I bet you can go to your house and turn over your sofa and find some pennies under there or a dime or turn to bed something. There'll be a penny in the parking lot. I said, God said that he would supply seed for the sower. I said, if you really become a seed sower, I said, God will sow, he will give you seeds to sow. I said, so based on the scripture. See, now she's believing based on she ain't got no money in her wallet. I'm not. I'm believing based on the scripture.
Yeah, come on.
Now, her situation looked rough to me, but through the eyes of faith, I'm like, glory to God, she can be the next millionaire down here. Yeah. Well, you know what? In the very next service, she come through the door, and I thought, oh, man, she's got all the problems again today. You know, man. I mean, you can wear preachers down telling them about all your problems.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to stay in faith where they can preach you into faith. And if you get them all discouraged before they get to the pulpit, good God, no wonder you got a bad service. You did it. Dumping all that stuff on them right before service.
Come on.
She comes in there. She said, Brother Weston, you was right. And I said, what's that? She said, but God, I told God, God, all I left there, I'm going to be a sower, Lord. I'm going to be a sower, God. You said you'd give seed to the sower. She said, you know what? I did. I turned my couch over, and there was 30 cents under there, and I brought it to the offering plate today.
Amen.
I said, I told you he'd supply.
Yeah. Amen. Bless me.
Now, you know what? She could have said, oh, it's a honey bun. Yeah. I ain't going to give that to God. That's a honey bun. Ah, yeah. No. Ain't a honey bun. They're $1.30 now. I bought one the other day. Tracy said, she looked at tracks. I'm not supposed to be eating all that stuff. Well, I do splurge every now and then.
You're down on yourself, preacher.
Yeah, don't want to. We're going to have to do some duddy fast around here. But you know what? That lady went on, and I told her, I said, now, he gives seed to the sower. You're going to be a sower. I said, just be aware when money comes to you. No matter how it comes to you, start being aware of God. Are they any of this my seed that I'm not supposed to? I said, just start being aware of it and see if God wants you to use some of the other that starts coming to you for the seed. I said, because once you plant a seed in God's field, once you plant a seed in God's kingdom, I said, then that kingdom multiplies 30, 60, 100, and 1,000 times over in the Old Testament. It says, for we walk by faith. Somebody say, by faith.
By faith.
Now, when you go in there, and your favorite station of news comes on, and they start telling you stuff, you turn it off. And you say, nope, I'm walking by faith. There ain't no plague going to come nigh my dwelling. And I lift up my community and my church. Y'all just don't know I've got y'all covered. Psalms 91. It says, no plague will come nigh your dwelling. Only with your eyes will you see the reward of the wicked. You might say, well, I know people that's got it. Don't argue with the word.
Right.
Don't fight it. That's what truth was talking about. Somebody can say, well, the Bible says, Psalms 91, no plague will come nigh my dwelling. Only with my eyes will I see the reward. But they say,
yeah.
Don't fight it. Yeah. I'm up one time. I'm 3 months behind on everything. On my house, I done give a house, and we'd give our house and land away, led by the Holy Spirit, to somebody, signed it over to them. No strings attached or anything. And I sowed it into seed that we would own the house that we're living in now, that, you know, that it would be a seed for ours to be paid off, praise God. And you know what? A time come and a storm come, 3 months behind on it, done sent me a letter calling me, big, quick foreclosure. Actually, at that time, the house wasn't worth what I'd give for it because of the economy and everything. It went down, and it wasn't even worth what we'd give for it, period. Nowhere near close. So I'm thinking, man, it ain't even worth what to give for it. But I thought the Bible says a good name.
Amen.
A good name is rather to be chosen than fine gold and silver. So I took a stand. And I mean the enemy and everybody, but I'm standing up in my shop, and there's a couple of brothers there, and they're contemplating going bankrupt, and they're contemplating, they're just trying to figure out how to come out of this mess. That's all they're doing. But they're born again. And I'm standing in their presence and everything, and they got done. And I said, well, I don't believe in losing nothing, bless God. I believe the Bible says, and I started with that Bible says stuff. That Bible says. And you know, at that time, when they're talking, I felt like throwing up. I felt sick at my stomach because I wanted to tell them, I know how you feel, man. I'm 3 months behind. They're fixing to put me on the streets. The banks are coming after all the vehicles. I owe on everything. I wanted to get in there and tell them how it felt to me, Mac, because they were telling me how it felt to them. But we walk by faith. Right?
Yeah.
I knew this scripture. And so I told him, I said, but the Bible says, I said, bankrupt's not in that Bible. Letting it go back's not in that Bible. Giving up is not in that Bible, but God. And I told one of them, I said, the Bible says, no man has left father and mother, land, daughter, son, and for my sake and the gospel didn't lost anything. But he shall gain 100-fold in this life and eternal life. Because they left, they were riding together, they left, and they dogged me all the way home back. They said, boy, old fat cat Scotty, sitting over there on all his money. They thought I had a bunch of money. Why? Because faith people, you just can't, you don't see them sweat.
Right.
They don't lay around.
And they have it.
Help!
Come on.
Help! Jesus, wrap your big arms around me, Jesus. They don't call the church God, ask God to wrap his big arms around them. wrap his big loving arms around. He's in me. He can't wrap his big arms around me. He's in heaven, bless God. He's on the throne, hallelujah. And Jesus is the mediator sitting beside him, making intercession for the things that I believe God for here, saying, God, look out.
Come on.
They look like they're about to lose everything, God, and they will not even think about it. They're walking by faith. And you know what? They went off thinking that I had plenty of money, that all of my bills was paid up. You know why? Because people of faith, you can't tell it. They're like, bless God, God's coming through somehow. Praise God, let's go to church.
That's right.
Some of them like, oh, God, I'll go to church if you'll do that. God, I just can't get my focus off of that. I'm telling you, 90% of Christians today do that.
Yeah.
I think maybe that number's a little high. I hope it is. Well, you know what? I went on, stood on that word, but God, I went on, and God delivered me. And some of them lost houses, cars, vehicles, land. They lost. Well, later on, I was telling one of them about it, and it was all over with. I said, oh, yeah, remember we was talking up there? Yeah, I remember. I said, you know, I was 3 months behind on everything. They done told me that I can get out of the house, that they gonna take the house. And I said, they done told me to get out. I said, no, I told that one dude, don't you ever call me again telling me you don't get my house. You call your boss and you tell your boss that y'all ain't never getting my house. And I told him the story, you know, and all of that. He said, are you serious? That's what you're talking about. You was really facing all of that then? Man, we went off talking bad about you. I'm sorry, man. Talk about how fat cat Scotty, how you got it made, got that money, and felt like all the bell of them out. They didn't know how deeper they was.
That's right. Come on.
How deeper than they was. But you know what? You know what? I came out of it and I lost a garbage dumpster. I'm telling you that God's honest truth. The only thing that I lost through that trial was a bunch of unbelief and fear and a garbage dumpster. Hallelujah. Everything that I lost was garbage.
Amen. Bless him, Lord. Bless him.
I felt a little guilty about the garbage dumpster. Like, oh, I lost my garbage dumpster, God. God spoke to the Holy Spirit. He said, that was garbage. And it hit me all of a sudden. All I lost was garbage. I lost garbage. I gained confidence in God. And I don't believe in losing today. I don't believe in being moved today. I believe in Hebrews, the Bible says, Jesus said, I am the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. I've been reading the Bible where God said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I'm the Lord thy God, and I change not. Hallelujah. He ain't changed from president to president, organization to organization. It don't change him. Denomination don't change him. Theologians don't change him. His word, and I'm telling you, if you think like the word is, you can't be changed either. God's word is God's thoughts and God's will. Yeah, the Bible says my ways are higher than yours. But you know what? The Bible says that I have not seen nor ear heard what the Lord has in store for those that love. But he has revealed it to them. God ain't holding back thinking we can't figure him out. I mean, he showed us how he rolled the Red Sea back, dried the Jordan River up. He showed us how a serpent on a pole pointing to Jesus would get you healed. Go look on it. The Bible says in Hebrews, Paul, looking unto Jesus, the author. See, God, you know, you hear this out there, and don't you bite that bullet. God works in mysterious ways. God does not work in mysterious ways. God works in ways that we wouldn't figure out. God does things in ways that we maybe wouldn't do it or hadn't thought about, but that's not mysterious. Y'all are quiet. Some of you must have heard that. I used to listen to that. Boy, God works in mysterious ways, Brother Weston. Yeah, well, tell me one of them. He can't even tell me a way. He's heard that a lot. Why are you saying it then? You can't even give me a mysterious way? Then why you would say that? Why would you say that? I mean, I just heard people in my church say it. I said, why are they saying it? Go ask them. He went started a stink in the church. Why are y'all saying that? God works in mysterious way he worked.
Nobody could answer it back.
He come back to me and he said, God, man, I got rid of that garbage. Works in mysterious ways. He said, no, I asked him to heal my daughter and he'd have somebody come over and pray. That's not mysterious.
Nope.
He answered. So, don't be moved. Don't be moved. I mean, whenever you're going to believe something, make sure that it's in line with the Bible. That'll make you sound.
Amen.
That'll make you have sound doctrine. Sound believing. Hallelujah.
Faith in God.
Faith in God. Then when you speak to that mountain, move. Let me tell you this. I'm going to Lewisburg, Tennessee tomorrow. I'm a little thrilled about that. But now, I go down there and I don't like it. I've had me a big heater hooked up on the outside of my house. Now, that don't mean nothing to none of y'all but me. I'm heating my house with it. I like it. Cutting wood and stuff. Bam. My heater. It was a big heater, man. And it brought it out and all of that. I had to get patched it and got rid of it. I got this little one. I used it last year. Unsatisfied. I'm just not satisfied with it. So I think, well, bless God, I'm just going to believe God for me a new one. And so I get out there and I'm like, yes, glory to God, a new one. I get in there and I can't find one that big, man. I can find some the same size I'm using and all that and get me a brand new one. But it ain't going to do other than what I got. And so I released my faith. I said, glory to God, somewhere on this planet, God, there's a big heater, a big one. I just like to overdo it, just overdo it. I mean, get one where, I can throw logs in there and burn for 8 hours. I ain't interested in coming home if Teresa don't want to go throw wood in the heater at dinner. Man, give me one up and put some heat in there. A little box is about this wide, about that deep, man. You can't even get a big log in there to burn overnight. And so, lo and behold, I run across one. But it's not convenient. It's 1 hour and 50 minutes from me. I'm like, Jesus, why is that thing got to be in Tennessee? Maybe it's meant. I go to the bank the other day. Now, we've been trying to get $1,000 to India now for about two months. Okay? Sent it over there. They wouldn't let them have it because the church sent it. The government. Different than India. They'll persecute the church a lot up there. So I come back, they tell me, and nothing. And she said, well, ain't nothing we can do about it. I'm at the bank. I said, well, nothing you can do about it. I said, my money's hung over. I said, there aren't something you can do about it. I told them, I said, well, I'll call a bank, figure it out if I have to. I mean, I'm talking to the bank. Bank can't figure it out. I can. Don't know that. But I'm annoying. You're anointed to figure out stuff.
Amen.
You can't figure out how you figure out.
Right.
You got an anointing from the Holy Spirit and you know all things, the Bible says. Well, I go over there and they're, we can redeem it. I said, well, redeem it. Just redeem it. And then I call over there and I said, we're having to redeem it. And then that preacher, that pastor over there, I'm sorry for all you're going through, Mr. Weston, like that. I said, I'm used to this. Come on, somebody, don't get all feeble-minded because you're going through things. Get used to it.
Right.
Get used to fighting the good fight. Get used to being in faith. Make it normal to fight. Make it abnormal to lay down and quit. Make it abnormal to back up. Make it abnormal. Make everything abnormal that's not going to cause you to win. Make it abnormal.
That's right. Come on.
So I go in the bank. I said, okay. I said, open me a personal account. I don't want a personal account. I don't even want one. I got too many accounts. There are too many banks. But I'm doing this for that. And so over there, one of them said, I said, okay. And I had to sign the last paper. I said, this is going to work?
I hope it does. And one of them said, reckon this could be a sign that you're not supposed to send it.
And I looked at him. I mean, it just come up in my spirit. I thought, I'm going to have to preach to this bank now. I said, let me tell you a story. Back in 1994, and she looked at Travis and she said, yeah, God, he's going way back, ain't he? I said, back there in 1994, I said, I've been in jail, in and out of jail. I said, we're going down the road to work. I said, the Spirit of God speaks to me and tells me, wants me to go to jail. Start preaching in the jail. So I said, so I look over to my brother and I tell him, take me to the jail. He said, what you want to go to the jail for? I said, God just told me I'm going to preach in the jail. Now I'm used to being locked up in the jail, you see. Now I'm going to the jail. I've been saved about 3 months. 3 months. So don't tell me it takes 10 years for you to get straightened out. 3 months, my master God, 3 months fasting. I about starved to death. I was fasting one time, went on the job toting sheetrock. Don't tell me about hard work, but God, I've done it. I toting sheetrock, 5'8", fireboard too, man. Good God. See, you down one truck and they load another and gonna get down there by the time you get it unloaded. You want them doing cocaine going with you, if they can. Get them babies pumped up, baby. They only want you to get off the truck, man. They slid me cocaine nowhere. Don't tell me you can't work around cocaine because you used to sniff cocaine and resist it. They put it on the bucket, and I'm like, nah. They said, well, ain't nobody going to know. And I said, well, Jesus will. I said, Jesus will know. And then I thought, yeah, they going in there and unload. I said, y'all can have mine. Boy, they didn't get down there. Don't even come off. Don't come off, man. We'll get it. And I'm like, yeah. Get you another line, man. Shoot, you ain't going to get saved? Anyhow, I tell them. I started telling them, I said, hey, you can resist it. All I'm telling you, you can resist it. You ain't got to go back to it. You can sit right there, right beside it. And your mind made up in your heart after the Lord Jesus. And I'm telling you, got an anointing and power on you that everybody else ain't got. It's called the keeping power of the Holy Spirit. It's called kept by the power of God.
Hallelujah.
That's what it's called. Well, down there, and I said, told them about the story. I said, go down there to jail. I said, go down there. I said, now get in there. And I tell them, I said, I'm looking up to one of them that's locked me up before. Now I'm in there as bold as a lion. You know, I'm happy. I'm thinking they're going to be happy. This boy's come back. He's come back. He's going to preach to them now. I thought they'd be happy. Well, I didn't know, man. And so I looked up at him. I said, yeah, the Lord's told me to come down here and go to the jail and preach. Y'all ain't got nobody coming, have you? No, we ain't got nobody coming. You? And I said, yeah, me. I started saying, nobody else around here talking to you, man. Said, yeah, me, man, Jesus saved. I didn't know. Don't be religious, you know. I'm like, yeah, man, I got saved, and God's going to send me to the jail now. He's going to send me in here and preach, you know, and all that. They brought me a big old stack of papers in there. Yeah, this, get this, and if you can get through this, you can go. I got another papers right there about that thing. I thought, so what all was that? Just a background check, and went there. Oh, dear. And so I get to the door, and I feel discouraged. I really feel discouraged. And when I go to open that door, the Spirit of God spoke. I'm telling them the story of this story in the bank. Because reckon it's a sign hardships come that you ought to turn back.
Yeah, come on.
You hear me?
Come on.
That's a sure sign you need to go on through that door.
That's right.
Unless you're out of the will of God. Well, anyway, I'm telling them that story. I said, but the Lord spoke to me, and the Lord said, how bad do you want it? He asked me, how bad do you want to go to the jail? How bad do I want the will of God? That was the will of God. I knew that was the will of God. He told me to go down there and go to the jail. I went for 3 years and won hundreds to Jesus. 3 years there and two more jail ministries up there. Worked a full-time job, so don't give me this garbage. I have to work a lot of hours. Quit. If it's the will of God, quit. If you in the will of God, quit. If you don't want to quit, fight, and God will make a way where there seems to be no way. We can do that in finances. But when it comes to preaching and what doing the will of God, we got to do it the same way. Yep. So I told them, I said, no. I said, it was time for me to fight. I said, I went to that jail and won hundreds to Jesus in that jail. I said that wasn't the sign. I looked at that other line. I said, and it's the same way with that $1,000. I'm going to fight, and it's going to India.
Yeah.
But God, I meant what I'm saying. And I'm like, give it back to me. And if this bank, I won't take it to that level. If this bank can't do it, I'm going to find one that can.
Yeah.
I know. I did tell them, I said, I'll tell you what, Cadence is going to sit and say that. I tell you what they're going to do for me. They're going to rent me a plane and I'll fly it over there myself. They want me to come over and preach anyhow.
She said, I think you got the wrong idea about this bank. They won't rent you no plane.
Look, God, I've been wanting to go over and preach anyhow, man. Y'all just get me a plane to fly it over there. They got planes, probably. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. So y'all just be bold.